Welcome, friends, to another exciting episode of A VGM Journey. And I'm your host, The Messenger. The track that we're playing in today's show is Wildlands from Yoshi's Island DS, and it was composed by Yutaka Minobe and Masayoshi Ishii. We've got quite a handful of really cool tracks, and half these songs are really awesome listener requests, and let's actually get into our first one. We're going to start things off with a request from Heat Override. He wanted me to play something from Mega Man 2, and I think you guys know what I'm about to say, which is Dr. Wily Stage 1, and that track was composed by Takashi Tatsuyoshi. That you just heard, that was Dr. Wily Stage 1 from the game Mega Man 2, and that was composed by Takashi Tatsuyoshi and requested by Heat Override. So thank you, Heat Override, for that awesome request. What to even say about this track that hasn't even been said before? So, I mean, we all know that this track is a classic NES awesome tune. And Mega Man 2 is one of the few Mega Man games that I actually played. And I think it's right up there as one of the best games ever. Maybe not my personal favorites, but I could see why a lot of people really enjoy this game. And that this song, it's a highlight on a soundtrack that is quite amazing all around. There's not too many bad tracks on Mega Man 2, and there are so many good ones. And that this track, Dr. Wily Stage 1, it's a track that is definitely on the top. It's pretty catchy, it's fast paced, gets you pumped up, good stuff. So once again, Heat Override, thank you for that request. This next track, it's another request, but this time coming from Muddle Madness. And in some ways, his request is very similar to Heat Override's. I mean, it's not from a Mega Man game, but it's from a Mega Man like. This is coming from 30XX. The track is Blazing Nomad, also known as Burning Temple, and this was composed by City Fires. Awesome track that you just heard. That was Blazing Nomad, also known as Burning Temple, from the game 30XX. It was composed by City Fires and it was requested by Muddle Madness. I'm actually not all that familiar with 30XX and also its prequel game 20XX, but I am pretty intrigued by the concept where it's a Mega Man roguelike, and I'm not the biggest fan of roguelikes, so I know they're supposed to be challenging in concept, and that I kind of find that a little off-putting because you always start off with nothing and then you build your way up to a point and you try to either go as far as you can or make it to the end. So you have multiple different runs and it can be pretty hit or miss for me. But this game does look pretty awesome. And what I really dig the most about this song is how faithful it is to the Mega Man sound, but at the same time, it's a lot more dancey, or at least that's the vibe that I get. It's a lot more dancey. And that City Fires didn't try to like 100% emulate Manami Matsume or Takeshi Tateishi. And this is the kind of stuff that I really like about these retro throwback games, where they have a lot of respect for the past and for the influences, but they also have their own voice. And if they didn't go with that for this soundtrack, I would generally think it would sound pretty boring, because I don't want to copy and paste. I want something fresh, but with a game like this, I would also want something familiar too. So at least with this track alone, I definitely get that. So once again, Muddle Madness, thank you for that request. This next track, I think it's an odd one. And this is also a request from Hammock, the host of KVGM, The Last Wave. He has requested Twilight of the Rulers from the game Wild Arms 5, and it was composed by Noriyasu Agamatsu. Let's get that one a listen. Track that you just heard, that was Twilight of the Rulers from the game Wild Arms 5. It was composed by Noriyasu Agamatsu, and this was requested by Hammock. So thank you, Hammock, for that request. I have to say, that was probably one of the most weirdest tracks I've ever listened to in my life, let alone playing it on the show. And I thought Wild Arms was about, like, a cowboy RPG or something like that. I mean, I'm gonna be honest, I'm not too familiar with the Wild Arms games. So, maybe they go in a different direction, or maybe this was always the direction. I'm not so sure. But it does kind of fit KVGM a little bit, because it is pretty chill. But this song, it's all over the place. And the cut-up noises, I find that a little unsettling. So, I wonder if this is at a pretty dark point in the game, where maybe the protagonist goes to another dimension, or this is some kind of a dungeon that you have to go through. I'm not sure, but it is definitely interesting. I would have to look more into this soundtrack and see if there's any other tracks that are similar to this, or maybe not. So, once again, Hammock, Thank you for that request. This next track, I promise you it's not another request. This is actually coming from me. It's pretty similar in a way to Hammock's track, but not really. I mean, it is a bit of an odd one, and my fiance Carly, she's gonna be like, oh no, because she knows what's coming up. This is coming from Yakuza 4. The track is Whiskey and Rhapsody, and this was composed by Hidenori Shoji. Track that you just heard, that was Whiskey and Rhapsody from the game Yakuza 4, and it was composed by Hidenori Shoji. And that's gonna just about do it for the show this week. If you like what you've been listening to, have your friends check out the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, whatever podcatching service that you could think of. I'm more than likely gonna be on there. You can email the show at vgmjourney@yahoo.com, and you can also check us out on Twitter at vgmjourney. We also have a Discord server, which I will provide a link for that in the show notes, where you can hang out with your fellow VGM journeymen and talk about games and music and even look at some cool art. I definitely recommend that. We're going to play things out with one more track, and this is in honor of the release of the Mortal Kombat reboot movie, which I just watched it a few days ago and I thought it was pretty great. And this specific track is coming from Mortal Kombat 2. This is the credits, and it was composed by Dan Forden. Have a good week, everyone.